Hey guys, this is Joey with Krav Maga XD. Today we're going on live. We are going casual today, so just going to be hanging out. I'm at my home office right now, not at the school today. You know, we get a lot of people that come in from all over the place, and they ask a lot of questions. So pretty much all of our podcasts, live videos, recorded videos, all of our content that we push out is usually geared or generated by questions from students. And one of our students, they were asking us, like, you know, they were asking questions about freezing in a fight. And there's a lot of different versions of a freeze. There's cognitive freeze, there's a social cognitive freeze, there's just the freeze. they all have different reasons behind them, like why they happen, and ways to get out of the freezes. Today we're going to talk about one specific freeze, and that's going to be the social cognitive freeze. Now, this freeze is probably the most common, I would say, for people, well, for my students at least, good people. It's less common for bad people, and that's the sad part. And now, what a social cognitive freeze is it's the state at which we freeze up when being attacked because we are too scared or too nice to fight back. So what I mean by this is this. We are trained over a long period of our times of our life. So we're trained not to fight. We're trained not to push, not to pinch, not to hit, not to hurt, not to fight back even for the most part for some people. We're trained not to be aggressive. And we're trained that if we are, and we do any of those things, and we are aggressive, or we do any of that stuff, we get in trouble. We either get expelled from school, or we get sent home, we get letters in the mail, we get principals calling parents, we get fired from jobs, we get put in jail, we get sued. Like, all these things happen when we do those list of characteristics. Now, that's a good thing, by the way. We don't want people going around punching people in the face and the throat and hurting people without getting consequences. Here's the problem, though. Because we're trained in this society, and this was only a couple hundred years old, actually less than that. This is a newer thing. Back in the day, kids and younger people were trained to do things like hunt and stuff like that. Or if they're in tribes, they would actually be initiated by going out and hunting and killing. So we are in this level, day and age, we're just not trained to do that. And what happens is when we get attacked for the first time ever, or maybe even more than once, we don't initially want to fight back. I know if we say it to ourselves, like when we're alone, we're like, oh yeah, totally, I'd totally fight back. Yeah, if I saw someone doing something, I would jump in there and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, for the experience that I've had personally and through students and through viewing other fights, people don't innately want to hurt other people. You have to almost train that into you. And things have to happen to really push you to that edge. So a lot of times what happens is that when someone attacks you, we're not going to talk about the tactical freezes or cognitive freezes. We're talking about the social cognitive freeze. So this is not necessarily being frozen in fear because someone jumps out at you. That's a cognitive freeze. We're talking more about the freeze and when someone jumps out at you and then you know, I need to hit that person to stop them, or I need to grab their eyes and throw them to the ground. Like, this is a freeze that stops you from taking that action. Like, we stop ourselves because we don't want to hit them, because deep down we actually don't want to hit them, and we're so trained not to do it, that kicks in for a second. Now, that's a problem if you're fighting against someone who does not have the restraint of that social cognitive freeze. If they don't have that, then you're at a big disadvantage. So that is an issue. However, I don't want you just going around and training yourself to be a mean person. So that's not what we're trying to get at. I'm just trying to explain to you that that is there. If you're a good person, that is there. If you grew up, you know, in a bad neighborhood being initiated and you had to go hurt people like at a young age, obviously this is not relating to you. And I hope you're not even watching this video. And if you are, well, I invite you to be a better person. If you are not that person, you're just a normal person, grew up in this normal day and age, well, shit, you have a disadvantage against predators, basically. You are not a predator inside of you. So that's an issue, you know? Some of the ways to get out of this situation is a couple ways. One is training, mentally and physically. So physically, just by training like Krav Maga or fighting systems, you start to learn how to hit, how to punch, how to do all that stuff. And you slowly, and when I say mentally and physically and I separate them, it actually bleeds into the mentally because you start to picture what you're doing and you start to imagine it. And that allows your brain to mentally comprehend what it's like to hurt somebody else or attack them or hit them. Then it makes it almost easier to do it if it ever needs to happen. Now, mentally, besides that, what we just talked about, when I mean mental training, you can do visualization techniques. If you go, I can't remember what episode this was, but I have a podcast, or if you look down the videos, there's a little training your mind, vision, mental training stuff. You can do mental training techniques. That really does help. Also, you can just simply have to allow yourself to be able to do something to somebody else if you have to do it. One way you can do it is by having frameworks and predetermined markers that determine what you're gonna do. Here's what I mean by that. I'm sorry, I'm kind of rambling. I'm trying to keep this really short and concise and not go super crazy. If you tell yourself way early on that, hey, if someone comes out and attacks my girlfriend that I'm with, I need to act immediately. And by act, I mean I'm going to jump into the situation and do X, Y, Z without even hesitating, without even thinking. If you can get those frameworks in your mind and those limits that are already set, then it's gonna be, you're gonna be able to act quicker. Because if you don't have these parameters all set up already, then when something happens, you're trying to negotiate it and figure out what you would do in that situation. Therefore, you have a social cognitive freeze dilemma because now you're just wondering what you're gonna do. And then you start going, I don't really want to hurt that person. Then you jump in and maybe you throw a punch halfway. Now, another segue from this is that if you do have a social cognitive freeze and you do allow yourself to act, most people, like almost all people that are good people that don't fight regularly and don't have this mean aggressiveness to them, their first punch will most likely be 50% power or less. And people are always like, what do you mean? Think about it. If I don't want to hurt this person and I have to hit them, there's a big chance that when I hit them that first time, I may hold back that first punch. And after I punch, I may like retract from the situation to see if I hurt them. And that even makes it worse because now you didn't even make a punch that mattered, that did anything that's of real value. Second, you pause in between it. They're even more pissed off and now they're attacking you even worse. So now you're gonna have you're gonna have a cognitive freeze, which we don't want that either. So if something ever does happen and you do get into a fight and you feel like you're getting this social cognitive freeze to come on, I advise you, if you're gonna throw a punch, throw two or three or four. So at least as you're going, they're gonna pick up the momentum and hopefully that slack that you had on your first couple punches. That is a way to help you break free of the social cognitive freeze while in a fight. And it does take some work to do that, but it's something that's important to try it out. All right, guys, if you want to try out a class, go to KravClass.com. This is the last week of trials, actually, believe it or not. We did a 1 month of free trials. We got too many free trials, too many people in. And now we're moving from that system, and we're selling a basic program. So you're going to learn all your self-defense fundamentals in our fundamental program. It takes a little bit less than 3 months. Lots of people can get done in a month. It's at your own pace, but if you want to try the class before that starts on April 1st, jump in now. If not, we'll see you in the fundamentals program. All right, guys, take care. Have a wonderful evening.